Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Welcome into PB Mini Bites, and I'm sitting alongside... wait a minute. You're not PB.
That's right. I would hope not.
Yeah. This is Pastor Angela Hagebush, and you're filling in today.
I am, yes.
That's very exciting. So this is no longer the PB Mini Bites. This is like PA Mini Bites, or...
I like that.
A squared? I don't know.
That sounds good.
All right.
Yes.
Well, what do you got for us?
PA Mini Bites. Well... I don't know if you're aware of this, Andy, but growing up, my family and I were members of a country club. You know, one of those real uppity-up kind of clubs where you could golf or swim or play tennis.
You're saying like the pinky up when you drink from your water glass.
Exactly, okay. Yes, yeah. My dad was actually an avid golfer, and he taught my brother and I the ways of the game at a very young age.
Okay.
So I spent many Saturdays at the club.
All right.
Yeah. Well, there were some things I loved about being there. You know, swimming whenever I wanted to in the hot California summer. I mean, that's pretty nice. Oh, and then get this. I could order food when I was at the pool, and someone would bring it out to me, and all I had to do was let them scan my little club card, and then my parents would pay for it. It's not a bad deal, right?
Angela, this explains so much. Poor DJ.
Oh, come on. But listen, there were also some things that I didn't really care for at the club. Mainly, I'm talking about all the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And there's rules for everything at a country club. Of course, they call them etiquette because, well, you know, that just sounds better.
Sure.
That's fancier.
Sure.
There were rules for how you were supposed to dress. No jeans, no sweats, no tank tops. Your shirt was always to be tucked into your pants with a belt. And you could wear a hat as long as it was clean and the bill was facing forward.
Oh, okay.
There were rules for how you were to act when you were out on the golf course. No yelling, no eating, no cell phone, you know, that type of thing.
Right.
Even bringing a friend with you to the club for a day, you know, to go swimming or to play a round of golf with you, it turned out to be such a big hassle because you'd have to explain all these rules to them. Then you'd have to ensure that they'd wear the right clothes and say all the correct things. So as a leader, I think it's our job to make sure that our church never becomes anything like a country club.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there should be no rule book or church etiquette manual or dress code being enforced on someone when they walk through the doors of your church. In fact, shouldn't they be encouraged to come just as they are? Go ahead and wear your jeans or your sweats or your backwards hat. I mean, honestly, does it really matter? You know, I recently saw a young person right here in our own church worshiping God at the front of the auditorium on a Sunday morning with her slippers on. Yeah. You know what I say to that? Good for her. I mean, she's obviously comfortable in the house of the Lord. And isn't that the way we want it to be?
Yeah, I would agree. You're basically saying the dress code here is wear clothes.
Yes, clothes are definitely encouraged. You know, right here at our church on a Sunday morning, we bake cookies and the coffee never stops flowing. Why? Well, because both those things make people really happy.
Mm-hmm.
I visited a large church in California not too long ago. And get this, Andy. I was told I had to throw my Starbucks away before I could go into the service.
What?
Yes. And you know how important my Starbucks is to me.
Throw away Starbucks?
Yes.
That's heresy.
I mean, really? Are they truly that concerned about possibly getting a stain on the carpet that they're willing to make a guest, a new person, feel completely uncomfortable and, you know, maybe even possibly turn that person away from church? I know for me, there's movie theaters right here in Renton that I don't go to because they won't let me take my coffee in.
Right.
Church should never be that way. Now, how about when it comes to bringing friends to church? Well, honestly, I would hope that the only thing we'd have to warn them about is how much fun they're going to have.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it shouldn't matter how they dress or what words they use. Everyone should be welcome at any church, anywhere. If that's not the case, well, then I think they're doing it wrong. Let's end with this today. What I've learned from being a member of a country club is that, yes, you do belong, as long as you act a certain way and wear the right things and behave correctly.
Mm-hmm.
What I've learned from being part of a great church is that we are all loved, we are all accepted, and we all belong no matter what. It doesn't matter what you look like, where you're from, or what you've been through. There is no giant rule book here.
It's really good. You're making me think of our slogan here that everyone's welcome, nobody's perfect.
That's right.
And anything's possible.
That's right.
And I love that because we're basically saying to people, you belong here even before you step foot in the building. You belong.
Yes, so good. You know, walking through the doors of a church should make you feel like you're at home, not like you're at a members-only country club.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at briandolman.com.